This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. On this episode, a question from a listener. This one comes in from Jim Woods. Jim is a writer at jimwoodswrites.com. You want to check that out if you're interested in writing. Maybe you want to write a book. You haven't done that yet. Saw an article there I think you're going to love. 7 ways to write faster that you've never heard of. If you're like me, you can use something like that. I've been working on my latest book project over 3 years. A little speed would certainly come in handy right now. Here's Jim's question.
Jim Woods here. I have a question for the Big Podcast. How can you turn podcast listeners into email subscribers? And just to prove this totally works, I got this email earlier today from you about your podcast, and I didn't even know about it through like social media or, you know, just through searching. So email definitely works, and I would love to get your input on that. Thank you so much.
Good question. Certainly something that I've been working on. Podcasting about podcasting. This is brand new to me. Big Podcast Daily started in November. Started as a fluke. I wanted to do 30 episodes in 30 days. That was it. The reason I was doing that was because I knew if I did that, I would be a better host by the end of it than I was at the beginning. Had so much fun, I decided to keep it up. And here I am trying to complete the year, 365 podcast episodes in 365 days. When I started this, I had zero audience. I had no list, no reason for people to follow me about podcasting. The only reputation I had related to podcasting was I had a podcast called Red, which is at redpodcast.com. That's about establishing authority. It's about making a connection with your audience, making more money while spreading your message. I had a reputation from radio, so it's possible some of that radio reputation has followed me to the internet. Some people who knew me from the broadcast radio are following me via podcasting. But more or less, I'm new. I've got a list right now that's hundreds of people, not thousands. I just sent out an email to that list. That's how I got this question. I think I had about 350 people on the list. It's kind of embarrassing. When I was in the music industry, there was one time when I had 80,000 people on my list. And I walked away from it. You've heard this story if you've listened to Big Podcast Daily. You've heard this story if you listen to my other podcast, Red Podcast. Time for a change. Midlife crisis, you might want to call it. My wife wouldn't let me get a mistress. But she would let me talk about podcasting. So here I am. This is my plan to get more people on this list. If you will notice, at the end of every episode of Big Podcast Daily, I have people go to bigpodcast.com. Now, that wasn't always the case. I wanted people to subscribe. And to do that, you could go to Apple Podcasts. You could go to Google Play Music, search for Big Podcast Daily. You could subscribe. And my thought there was that if people would subscribe to the podcast, they would hear me. And eventually, I could get them on the mailing list. My thought now is the more people that I can get to bigpodcast.com, I'm going to flip it. Get them on the mailing list first. They can then get emails from me, and I can make subscribing to the daily podcast that much easier. Just email people the direct link. Done. So if you go to bigpodcast.com, you'll see what I'm doing to get people to sign up. There are signups everywhere. There's a pop-up when you go. The things at the end of the articles that I've written. That's how I'm getting people there. I've got content for podcasters at bigpodcast.com. For example, I just finished a piece today about how to use Amazon Echo to reach new people. You asked how I'm using this podcast to build my mailing list. And that's basically what this podcast is. This podcast gets you to the blog, bigpodcast.com. Then bigpodcast.com, that's what gets you to sign up for the mailing list. So is it a chicken and the egg thing? Is it the podcast that gets you to the blog? Is it the blog that gets you to the podcast? At that point, what is it that gets you to sign up for the mailing list? I don't know. What I could be doing better, it would probably help me to have a dedicated lead magnet for bigpodcast.com. I've been working on other projects, trying to get the content at that website built up, which is why I don't have that. If you're not familiar with the term lead magnet, by the way, it's an ethical bribe. For example, sign up for my mailing list at bigpodcast.com. I will send you my guide, which shows you how to get your first 1,000 subscribers to your podcast absolutely free. That would be an ethical bribe. The end goal is to do all of these things. It's to get more content on the website, which brings people in. It's to have better daily podcasts, which gets people to that content. It's to have the lead magnet. They don't all happen at once, though. This is brand new to me. Didn't think that I would end up here, but here I am. And until I get those things going, I'm just going to keep plugging away. recording every day, writing where I can, finishing out that book. Again, if you're interested in that article from Jim, 7 Ways to Write Faster That You've Never Heard Of, it's at Jim Woods Writes. Thank you for asking your question, Jim. And if you have a question, reach out to me, bigpodcast.com. That is how to get in touch. You could do like Jim did. Send me an MP3 of your question. I will play it here on Big Podcast Daily. You can also write your question to me, and I will read your question in my very professional, super sexy podcasting voice. Thank you so much for listening. Go to bigpodcast.com to get in touch with me. Send me your questions. Subscribe. Never miss an episode. And I'll see you tomorrow.